Keeping kids away from tractors. Welcome and hello again, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. With the calendar now officially turning to autumn, the harvest season for Tennessee farmers will no doubt have a stepped-up pace, and with that in mind, safety officials across the country are reminding farmers to take every precaution to a successful harvest and one without injuries or even death. This week is National Farm Safety and Health Week, a reminder that farming is one of the most dangerous occupations, and an occupation where kids don't need to be around tractors or other machinery on the farm.
You know, in general, we just think that parents need to think about what they're doing as the work site and think about, you know, does my child or does my young child belong in that setting? Where things can be unpredictable and can go wrong.
Scott Heiberger is the communication specialist with the National Children's Center for Rural and Agricultural Health and Safety, and there's no arguing with the numbers, as each year there are about 100 farm-related deaths to children, and most of those come from tractor accidents or other farm machinery.
We all know that that these deaths can be particularly gruesome. Well, there were a couple incidents this spring in Oklahoma and Idaho that I can think of with four-year-old boys. One child survived, but the other one didn't, and you know, ran over by mowers. And I mean, you just can't imagine anything worse.
Now, agriculture consistently ranks among the four deadliest jobs, along with mining, transportation, and construction, according to the National Safety Council's most recent report last year. Agriculture had the highest rate of worker deaths at 29.2 per every 100,000, and ag workers suffered 90,000 disabling injuries. And nearly all of these deaths and injuries are preventable, especially to children. And you can find out more at childagsafety.org. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.